Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy with your co-host. Oh, it's also AKA What the Conspiracy, but WT Conspiracy, whatever, man. We go by whatever works best. Yep. We are here with your co-host, Peacewad and...
Sleepy. And I'm, let's just be very clear here, I'm the co-host. Okay, you're the host, I'm the co-host. I don't want any, like, real responsibility, so it's, you know, you, not me.
And let's just be clear here.
Yeah.
You're the host and I'm the co-host.
No.
So...
Okay, we can both be co-hosts.
Okay, see, exactly.
Well, who's the co-host? Who's in charge of
co.
This thing?
Co.
So both.
We're not in charge of this thing. It's the listeners, the viewers, they are in charge of it, I think. Isn't that how it works?
I think,
like,
it is.
It's like a democracy.
I think it is, but we haven't gotten, like, emails from our bosses in a long time.
True.
As in ever.
Yeah, yes.
So.
Speaking of that, yes, we are... at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We are WTConspiracy@gmail.com, where, as Sleepy just mentioned, we do not have any emails from our bosses. We have yet to receive a single email. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
This is episode 11. We have 11 episodes, and nobody wants to email us.
No one wants to talk to us.
Sad.
They probably get tired of listening to us. You know what I mean? They're already listening to us so much. I mean, they're not even tired of it. I mean, if you could listen to us, why would you want to talk to us? You know what I mean? You're already fulfilling
this is
your
one
needs.
Way relationship.
Exactly.
One way.
Yeah.
We talk, are the, you listen. We're the show and dance, and you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on YouTube. We are, if you just search WT Conspiracy on YouTube, we are on there. We're... if you were to go and look at us right now on YouTube, you would notice that one of us is pasty white and the other one is a lobster.
Yeah, I kind of got a lot of sun yesterday. It's kind of my first day, like, outside. It's starting to be summertime at the pool, and I was using sunscreen. Like, actually, I was putting on a ton of it, but it was just the sunscreen that was in the bag, blah, blah, blah. Well, my wife bought new sunscreen, and she said... And I don't know if this is true. Maybe we look it up. Does sunscreen expire? Like, if you just leave it for a long time, is it not as effective? Because my wife said that, and she said, that's why you got so sunburned, even though you put on ton over and over again. It's probably because it was expired. But I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I have no idea.
She's tricking the hell out of you. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, it can't be. That's what I said. I said, like, there's, like, zinc in it. That's what helps protect your skin, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, zinc doesn't just
expire. You're not eating it. Exactly, yeah. Like... I don't know. That sounds iffy. That's a conspiracy theory right there from your wife.
Hold on. We're looking at it right
now. She's making stuff up. And just so everybody knows, too, Sleepy is now dual screening.
Yes, I am.
But it's not the way you two think that it is, a person dual screen.
No. Xbox controller.
Xbox controller. He's using his Xbox to be able to go to websites and whatnot.
Yeah. So we're doing that, and we're Googling right now if sunscreen expires.
He's going to look that up. And then while he looks that up, let me do some country shout outs then in the process. Let's see. In the past, this is just the past 7 days, we have gone up 200%, which is great. For some reason, we had 5 listeners, sorry, some reason, and 4 listeners on the 14th of May. So if that was you, holla. So it's United States, Canada, Australia, and Saudi Arabia. Somebody in Saudi Arabia likes us.
They do.
It's interesting, you know? Top cities. It says Tokyo. Tokyo? Oh, my God. I can't. What is wrong with me? It's not Tokyo. It's not Tokyo. It's Toronto.
Toronto.
Those are two very different cities, I guess, from what I understand. Toronto. Unknown. Akron, Melbourne. It's not Melbourne, it's Melbourne, and Riyadh. So thank you to the people who are listening in those places. 100% of you have been listening on Apple Podcasts, but we are available on many, many platforms. There are 12 numerous separate platforms that we are available on. So if you want to listen to us on something other than an Apple Podcast, it's available, plus YouTube, like I said. But what is going on with you, my guy? Did you finally figure it out? If
no
sunscreen,
I didn't
expires. This is, it's interesting that this is such a big deal, but it is. It is, because if she's lying to you, then you got her. You've got her.
I know she's lying to me. She's trying to trick me.
She's just trying to trick you. Please stop trying to trick us.
I'm trying to go ahead and restart this. It's not one.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good
stuff. I'm trying to, first of all, like, the default for, like, Xbox is, like, Microsoft Edge. And I'm trying to, like, get back to Google. And it's just like, why would you want to do that? How about I don't let you do that? It's just like,
okay, I got you. I'm using a computer instead of an Xbox.
Probably quicker. There we go.
Now sunscreens. It says sunscreens have a shelf life of around 2 to 3 years, and a person should check the expiration date before use on an expired product. Might not provide appropriate protection. The FDA recommends that users do not use sunscreen more than 3 years after purchase, and that is from medicalnewstoday.com.
Well,
sounds like a real website.
I can assure you that the sunscreen I used was not 13 years old, so it should have been fine.
Not 13.
Well, regardless.
You got up to 3 years.
Yeah, I haven't had it for three years.
It should be fine. It should have been fine.
Yeah.
You should look at the date on it. Maybe you need a higher SPF or something, but
it was,
yeah, you're looking.
It was literal.
Looking real bad.
It was literal kids, you know, sunscreen, SPF 50, waterproof. So I don't know how I do any better than that, you know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't go outside. So, I mean, I don't really need sunscreen too often.
Yeah.
But
I apparently needed more.
So, what's up with you, my guy? What have you been doing? Catch up on some video games?
Man.
Slash
just, you know,
TV shows or something?
Yeah, just, I, you know me with TV shows. I'm watching reruns of Rick and Morty and South Park. So, watching a lot of that. I've been watching some movies with my wife, just like just random movies. Like I was watching Dazed and Confused earlier. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking. I was like, Braden would like this movie. And, you know, a lot of drugs, out, you know, things like that. But then my wife was like, he'd hate that movie. She's like, there's literally nothing going on besides, like, just people hanging out. I was like, that's
so just like talking.
True. Yeah, like just talking. I was like, that's probably true. And Braden's not even watching NASCAR today. Because it's the Kansas race, the Kansas Motor Speedway, which he says is probably the most boring race out of the entire season.
You mean all the races
are
the most boring races out of the entire season?
I would say they're all the most boring out of all put together. But he says Kansas is the most boring. I guess he says it's a super speedway, so it's real long, or I don't know. It's a bigger circle, apparently. And I guess nothing really happens. I don't know. He said he might
watch it. It's not as hardcore as a left. It's like a
gradual
more mild
left
turn.
Yeah, gradual.
Yeah.
Not a...
Yeah, but it's a left. Drift left instead of a, oh, God, go, turn left.
Exactly.
You know, like, whatever they do. NASCAR is not my thing. If it's your thing, cool. But
it's not our thing.
It's not mine.
No.
I don't think I told people on here that I did go to a NASCAR race one time when I was living in Dover the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of me going to that NASCAR race, I get to motion sickness very easily. I get overstimulated sometimes. And the sights and the sounds and all of it wore me out so bad. I was like feeling sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the smells are, there's so much smells. It made me so sick. And then next thing you know is I was like, one of my exes had a couple family members up and they were there and they were like, we're all going to go to the bathroom and get a snack. Do you want to come with? And I was like, no, I'm just going to sit here.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep for probably, I think it was like 100 laps. In the middle of the stands, I was just KO'd, and I had zero alcohol.
That's crazy.
Because it overwhelmed me so much. Like I'm telling you, the smells messed me up too. Like it was all of it, just like ugh. But yeah, so I slept for about 100 laps of a NASCAR race in the stands once. So that's exciting.
I've only been to one NASCAR race in my life. I went to Talladega over in Alabama years back.
Right.
This is my first one. I was going with people who go to a lot of these things a long time ago. We get there and we start drinking like monsters at 8 a.m. So literally just
started
drinking beer at 8 a.m. and
oh yeah
I think I made it to around noon or so, and then I fell asleep for a long time, and then I woke up, and then we went. I went into the race for about 10 minutes, and I was like, wow, this is super-duper loud, and then I promptly went back to the parking lot, and then went back to sleep. So that's kind of my NASCAR experience as well.
So we both slept at a NASCAR race. Look at that.
That's true. I didn't sleep in the stands, though. Like, I went back out to where I was parked.
But still... But still, it's the same concept.
Kind of the same concept. It's just like there's kind of literally not enough there to hold my attention, like at all.
Exactly right. So
NASCAR race, sleep in a car.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've slept in a car many times for many occasions. But so, have you been playing any video games lately?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 5. I've been doing that, but I hate to say it, I have been playing a little bit of that Notorious 2042. Battlefield.
Please don't say it.
Not a lot, just a little bit, because since the last time we all got together, recorded, and talked about this a little bit, they finally released stats and scoreboards, so now you can actually track and see how well you're doing in game, and then how well you're doing just overall. And I hadn't played this game since like December, like a month or so after it came out. So I went and looked. My stats weren't great because back then I was getting farmed by vehicles, blah blah blah, and just overall getting crushed. So I'm playing it a little bit now, off and on, just because when you shoot people, it actually kills them. So, so I can slowly just like improve the stats on like my overall. But you know, like if for every 10 hours I'm playing video games, like 9 of them are Battlefield 5. 1 hour is like 2042. So not really playing it a ton, but still hopping in there. You know, hopping in there a little bit with a couple of people who play it pretty consistently, and you know, just kind of running around and trying not to die.
And Battlefield is a big deal to us because Battlefield is where we met. Mm-hmm. Battlefield, we still play Battlefield 5 together, of course, with our crew, the 13th, right?
Yep.
And with that being said, though, what was it that EA said in their recent
meeting? Had their little earnings call where the investors came for the quarter. They don't even list 2042 as like one of their active games. Like, they list Battlefield 5 as the active Battlefield game that's currently out. Oh. Yeah, ouch.
Is that weird that 6 months? That gives me hope. Yeah. It gives me hope that they may do more content for Battlefield 5. You know, active game.
I wish they would.
Do the Russian front. I guarantee you they already have stuff for the Russian front. They just stopped working on it to go work on 2042.
Well, I think we talked about it. Who are we talking to? You can go look up the stuff that was leaked that was supposed to be added to the game before they cut service for it. And there was like Russian tanks and other weapons and this and that were never added, that were ready to be added.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh my God!
So they'd be nice if they would. I don't have my hopes up for it, but I think they're more going to focus on, you know, microtransactions for 2042. You know, as far as putting stuff in the store and trying to make what little money they can off of it now.
You know? Yeah,
because I'm one of the few people who went back and gave it and is giving it a little bit of a chance.
Yeah,
for every one person like me, there's 1,000 who's just like, there ain't no way in heck I'm playing this game again. So
when we just looked it up earlier today, this morning, and the concurrent monthly player average of Battlefield 2042 on Steam is 2,229 or something like that, and Battlefield 5 is like 8,840 or something. So it's like, here, 4 times more players are playing Battlefield 5 than they are 2042, and that's only Steam too. Like, we have a large community that still plays on Xbox.
Yeah, because Steam charts aren't the end-all be-all for like everything. Like, it doesn't give you the full count, but Steam is very good at giving you trends on what a game is doing. It's pretty accurate when it does that. Like, if you look at 2042, like the first week it was out, there was at one point 100,000 people on the game at once on Steam. Excuse me. And then now it's just slowly been going down. Like you said, now it's sitting around 1,000, 2,000. I think a couple weeks ago I saw
under
an article.
Under two.
For a day, there was only like the high it got up to like it was like 980 or something like that. So that game's pretty much dead. So we'll be playing Battlefield 5 for probably the next year at least, year to two. And then whatever they're working on now hopefully comes out and is better. But this is EA we're talking about, so
they're all about their money.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to think that it's actually going to work out. I did learn a harsh lesson on pre-ordering, though. Like, don't. First game ever in my life I pre-ordered, and oh boy, was it terrible. So.
Yep. But it is what it is.
It is.
So, Are you good on your catch-up?
Got anything else going on, really. Gotcha. Just kids' sports and, you know, that type of stuff. We're getting towards the end of volleyball season, mm-hmm. which means I'll have my Saturdays back. Kids are getting ready to get out of school. Woo! They've got like a week and a half left. So after that, they'll be running around doing whatever it is they do during the summer. So
I'm pretty sure that my kid's still in school until like almost, I think it's like June 9th.
Really?
Or something like that he gets out. It's like his last day. And it's like I was like, oh, God, you know, June. When we were in school, you would have been like out in May, I think, like early May, if I'm not mistaken.
I think my kid's last day of school is the 23rd or 24th, something like that.
But I mean,
yeah. So it's
you know, COVID's changed stuff a little bit. So I mean, it is what it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
But
what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? I've been doing my streaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got, if you're on YouTube, you'd be able to see it. But I actually got a new microphone stand. Because for some reason, the cord to my microphone would become unplugged, and I would then be really mad
because
mm-hmm. I'd have to plug it back in and everything. But I got a new microphone stand, and I'm still doing the streaming thing on Twitch. My username on Twitch is Peaswad, so hit me up. What up?
Hey, yeah.
If you haven't already, come on through. Sleep is there often.
I'm there quite a bit.
And then we've been playing Battlefield 5. Cracked the top 20 in heels. I'm at like 1.28, something like that. I don't know.
1.28 up there. Like, what position is that?
I mean, I can on the fly literally look at it right now. Hang on, let's just look at it real quick. Let me tell you the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was talking about my KD. My KD is up to 1.69 now, and it went from a 1.60 to the 1.69.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I was off. So I'm at 1.242, which puts me in 19th place on Xbox overall. And let's see, on all of the systems, I am in 91st place.
There you go.
So I've been doing it a little bit of the healing stuff, but I've also been dabbling into sniping and stuff in that game. But that's pretty much all I've been playing is that. And actually, I lie. I've been playing a lot of Gems of War.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that the other day.
So much on my phone. You can play it on any system, literally, but I play it on my phone. But yeah, Mindful Pig has renewed my love for that game, so I've been playing it on my phone now, so I've been having a good time with that. As for TV shows, I finished, what was it? Mr. Robot. I don't remember if that was last time I said that or not. But I finished Mr. Robot. I watched a whole bunch of Letterkenny. I'm about halfway through.
Man, that's such a good show.
The 10 seasons, I think it is. I'm like halfway through.
He's lost figuring it out.
I am figuring it out real fast. And I watched Moon Knight. I thought that was really good.
I haven't seen it.
I liked it.
Is it good?
Yeah. I would suggest it.
Yeah, I really like the Marvel movies.
It's interesting.
Like all the shows that have come out for it, I've never watched, really.
What?
I don't know why.
The shows are actually really good, too. Like, majority of them, like them specifically. Like, I loved Loki. I really liked WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one that I watched, too. It was, what's the
Moon dude?
Falcon and...
Winter Soldier.
That's it,
Soldier, yep. Winter.
They're Soldier Winter and Falco, their series was very good. Also, so I mean, yeah, I thought Moon Knight was really good.
Very nice. I have not seen it. So what else besides seen any movies or anything besides that or anything or
no? I finally saw Spider-Man. I mean, you and I saw Batman together, but
Batman.
I mean, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
I finally saw Spider-Man.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good, man. It's
so my wife said
so good.
My son and my wife went and saw it at the theater, and they really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was great.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've watched it multiple times because it's like background noise while I'm playing Gems, but I'll like catch myself just watching Spider-Man instead.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then let's tell people why we haven't been here too.
Oh,
like
Lord.
Just not exactly. But it was, the reason we haven't recorded lately is because the allergies were punching me right in the face.
That's true.
Like, it was, I was getting hit so hard. And if you heard, if you went to my streams, I didn't stream one day. And then if you heard me in any of my streams, I was like, oh, I sounded terrible. Oh, I sounded so bad.
We got that. And then, like, on my side, I don't know. Is it between volleyball? My daughter tried out for the middle school volleyball team. So it was like a week or more of going for practices, trying out this and that. Then on weekends, I have a lot of buddies who like, well, a couple of buddies who like to come by and hang out. So on days where we thought we'd record, then all of a sudden I have company. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hanging out, you know, doing other things. Because
you're trying to decompress from your week. And you've had a crazy week or two at work,
Horrendous. It's been pretty awful.
And then we had a family emergency happen on my side of the family. It was kind of a bad ordeal, but things are cool now. But my wife went home to help out with that. So it was just me and the kids. So it's kind of like if we were to record, it was literally going to be, you would hear that in the background the whole time, you know, because my kids aren't quiet. They're my kids. I'm not quiet. So, I mean, that makes sense, right?
Speaking of ordeals, so after the podcast is over, I got to tell you about an ordeal that happened yesterday on something.
Non-podcast worthy ordeals.
Yeah, can't be on the podcast. Something occurred in our neighborhood yesterday, and I got to tell you about it.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. And then, so our plan is to record one of these per week, and we are awful.
The plan is going terrible. It's going terribly.
Real life keeps happening, so, I mean, it sucks. But we are still planning on recording one of these per week. So
if
you're still here with us,
as much as we can.
Thank you. Thank you for not leaving us.
They're still here. What are you talking about? Where else would they go? Where else would you go?
Oh, I know, right?
You know.
Yeah, you're going to go listen to all the 25,000 other podcasts? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, what are you
listen
doing?
To this one.
This one. Yeah.
We are the ones with the terrible information. And
Yeah, I mean, we're the ones
we laugh the whole time.
We're the ones with the handwritten notes to upload to the YouTubes. I mean, where else are you going to get quality YouTube content?
YouTube's contents.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it for that. So today we are going to actually be getting into a topic that we are both kind of like about, you know, we're both kind of like, we're not 100% sure about, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
There may be a lot of ad-libbing and us messing around. But we'll talk about that in just a second.
Yeah, this is something that we can't really, we both did quite a bit of research on it, trying to look stuff up on it. And there's information out there, but you guys, I mean, the viewers know how we usually do things. We're going to talk about some kind of sillier stuff, goofy stuff. And usually there's a lot, when you talk about these urban legends or conspiracy theories, there's a lot of goofy and silly stuff you can do. What we're going to look at today are the potential gates to hell around the world that lead to various underworlds, you know, baseball cultures, blah, 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 all that type of stuff. But there's not really, it's a lot of history peas, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
we don't want to do history. So
yeah, so it's kind of, when you try to read through it, you read the facts and stuff like that, and it's kind of, to be honest with you, it's not really our type of stuff, you know what I mean? It's a lot of just line by line, but we're going to go through some of them. In addition to that, I mean, there should be some stuff here that we can, you know how we are joking around and things like that. This is what we mostly want to do. I'm sure we can find some stuff in there to do that. And then also, I'm a quick Google search away from ridiculousness on trying to find...
Hopefully I don't know if I said quick Google search, but an Xbox Google search.
Yeah, it didn't really go fast last time. Like, everything kind of froze up, so... But you know what? I'm sitting in the exact same spot I play video games in, so... This is my comfort zone, so this is where I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're a quick Google search away. You know, whatever, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Quick, easy. And, but, yeah, so today's going to be Gateways of Hell. Gateways to Hell, sorry. And then we'll get a quick teaser of what's going to happen in the next couple of episodes, too. Are you good with that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Ooh.
Something I did see, though, like when I was doing research a little bit, like, you know, you think about the gateways to hell, you think about, you know, hell, like what we would consider hell, you know, as far as like biblical or this and that, like fire, all that other stuff. And actually, there's a lot of these gateways to hell that people talk about. They're not even, it's based more on like the society where the legend is based in. You know, the afterlife right. in Chinese or Japanese culture is much different, you know, if you exclude Christianity compared to what we think it is. You know, and mm-hmm. so like in China, like they say some of their gate worlds to the underworld are to like cities, you know, and in these cities is where souls live, and it's like a whole like society. You know, it's like a city. So it's not even like this place of burning fire and lakes of lava. It's literally it's houses, and you just basically go from, hey, we're alive up here, to hey, now you're living here and doing, you know, whatever it is you're doing there.
Now you're not alive and you're down here.
Like, yeah, but you still got to live in a house and like go to work, you know.
That sounds awful.
So it's not over.
When I'm dead, I'm not going to work. I'm telling you confidently. Hard. Like, I'm not or working no. when I'm dead.
I'm not doing that at all.
I'm good. I'm good on that.
That sounds awful. So, okay. So, well, yeah. We're going to start. So, first one, and this is why I brought it up as far as the cultures go, is in Fengdu, mm-hmm. China.
Okay. Are you getting this from Fodors.com?
Yes. Are we on the right? That's what I'm looking at, too. One? Man.
What?
What a country. What a country it is where Fodors.com is readily available to
oh, yeah. Thank
two
you.
Podcast guys.
Sweden for putting up Fodor.com. I don't know where it's from. Yeah. America, because it's .com. Son of a bacon.
Yeah. But the place in China, you know, it's called Fengdu Ghost City. It's located on Ming Mountain in the municipality of, oh my lord, Chong.
Oh, hey, you want me to tell you something
yes.
about that?
Yep.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm wrong. Yep, never mind.
I thought Pizwa was going to be spitting facts, but he didn't.
Oh, I thought I was, too. I have a friend whose name is Ming, but it's M-E-N-G. But everybody says Ming, you know, M-E-N-G.
Ming.
But in not Cantonese, the other one.
Okay, see, it says here, the area was deemed a ghost city during the Eastern Han Dynasty when two Taoists achieved immortality on Ming Mountain via self-cultivation. What?
What does that even mean?
Well, it means there's two immortal Chinese people on Ming Mountain. I don't even know what self-cultivation means. Is that like meditation?
I'm literally going to... I'm going to look at it right now. What is self-cultivation?
Easy. Easy with that Google search.
You keep talking about it.
Yeah, easy with that Google search. Self-cultivation. But I think...
It sounds perverted, actually.
There's two immortals. Like, where do they go? Because they got to still be around, right?
Yeah, if they're immortal, they're still doing stuff. Is it like a Highlander thing? Like, there can only be one,
there's only two left? There were two. So
they got to chop the head off?
But this was around the same time people began to believe that the King of Hell was living in Fengdu. Additionally, Ming Mountain is home to the Nai Bridge, which is said to connect the mortal realm to the underworld.
Okay. That sounds like a terrible bridge to cross. Like, I don't think I'd go there.
I mean, I'd just go check it out. You
know, are you ready for this? Self-cultivation?
I don't like going places or visiting. Oh, Lord, yeah.
I don't like doing things. I don't like nouns. People, places, or things. You know, dude, like there's very few nouns that I'm okay with.
You tell me there's a bridge to the underworld. Like, I'm probably going to hop in my truck and check it out. Just like, I don't want to drive. I'm like halfway across just so I can kind of see, you know.
I just want an idea of the horrors on the other side. Okay, so self-cultivation is the development of one's mind or capabilities through one's own efforts.
Yeah, so like meditation or something, right? Kind of.
Self-cultivation is the cultivation, integration, and coordination. Wow, that was fancy. Of mind and body. So it's mind and body. Like, yeah.
So it's kind of like
making yourself the
working on
the
yourself.
Best person you can be, I think. Yeah. Like, but like more than just giving to charity once or twice. Right. You know, like
so making,
whatever.
So like making sure you're in bed by like 8. Like, being patient, yeah, okay, I get it. I get it what these two immortals were doing.
You know.
That's fine.
Yeah, like, they were timely, they weren't late to stuff, they ate their vegetables, you know, they said please and thank you. All stuff that everybody should be striving for, correct?
Yeah, I guess. Kind of. I think everyone has their own opinion of what their best self is. Like, if you're a diamond thief, the more diamonds you steal, the better, right? You know, that's the best version of him.
That is true. God, now I wonder what their best self was. You know, like, what did they do to make themselves the best self? Like,
yeah.
Like if it was like us, it would be like the both of us would be like, all right, cool. We live in a house next to each other, so that way we don't have to travel to see each other.
Yeah.
But we would still play video games in our own house.
Yeah.
Through a headset. And then we would record the podcast once a week. We would never have to work because we're super rich, awesome dudes.
I would really like to win the lottery, but the problem is I don't play the lottery.
100%. Me too.
The lottery is a good game if you like losing a dollar or two. If you like losing $2, that's a great game.
Maybe that was their best self. They were like, I really like the lottery, and they just kept giving to it. Next thing you know, was self-cultivation.
Yeah. Like, you got a 1 in like 50 million chance to win the lottery, but you got 100% odds of losing $2. You know? So.
It's not 100% odds. It's like a 99.7% or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
pretty good. Pretty good odds you're going to lose $2. So, anyways, let's go down to the next one.
I'm going to Google that while you're talking about the next one. Okay. Like, what is the percentage that you will lose your dollar in the lottery?
Pretty good. Anyways, the next one is in Dervish, Turkmenistan. And this one is actually, I knew about this one actually. And this is just, it's kind of just nicknamed this just because. But back in the Karakum Desert, Turkmenistan, they call it the Door to Hell. It's a burning natural gas field. There's a big pit there that was basically leaking methane gas. So back in the 70s, they lit it on fire to just basically stop the spread of the methane gas. And they lit it in 1971, and it is still burning. Like, it has not stopped in 51 years.
That's a thing in there? Because that happened in the U.S. also.
Did it really? Yeah, that's something that's... Yeah. I knew about this one. Yeah, I didn't know there was one in the United States. Are you talking about the one in Pennsylvania?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. And they had to take the people out of the city and stuff.
Yeah, because they lit it, and like, I guess, like, yeah, the one in Pennsylvania, because I guess like all those... They were burning the mine. There was a coal mine or something, wasn't it?
It was an old... Yeah, I believe it was old... it was a methane.
Was it? There's something.
Something, I don't know. Something,
maybe it's on the list. I haven't even gone all the way down this list. I'm only on 2 of 10. Maybe it's here.
But yeah, they had trash in the cave, in like the caves underneath the town. So they were like, ew, get rid of this trash or something. And then it burned. And the next thing you know is the city is still like on fire underneath of it. And they had to take people out and force them to move out of there because they were having like health problems and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The government had to come in and be like,
it was a coal. We'll look it up too after we know this. Pretty sure it was a coal mine. I'm pretty sure it was in Centralia, Pennsylvania. Pretty sure I ran across that in my research.
But I mean, it makes sense if you're talking about hell as in like a place that burns and it's hot and all that stuff. And
yeah, and a lot of these places, like we had talked about before we started recording, you know, a lot of these places that people are, you know, were like, the like this place is a big pit that's on fire because of methane gas. A lot of these places that are deemed to be gateways to hell are like geological places. You know, like this place is burning, you know, volcanoes, certain things like that.
Yep.
Well, actually, they're not going to believe me because we're on one. We've done two, and 50% have nothing to do with 0% have anything to do with volcanoes, and one was a forest in a city. So
you're killing it.
Yeah. So let's go to the next one. Let's see.
Ooh, good luck reading this word. I can't wait for you to say it.
I love reading words. It's like my favorite thing in the world. Let's see. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Waipio Valley, right. Hawaii.
Waipio.
Waipio.
Waipio. You said it like a complete white dude. Waipio.
Now this right Waipio. Here, I read about this earlier. So like it's basically a, you know, because Hawaii's, you know, beaches. This area is a beach. It's got waterfalls, black sand, and according to Hawaiian folklore, it's not really a gateway to hell. It's a gate to the lower world. Lua o Milu is what it's called. Milu. I'm butchering so many words today.
Milu. Yeah.
It's currently hidden, you know, underneath Hawaii by much of sand, but it's still there. You don't just rid yourself the entrance to hell that easily. According to legend, one can enter the Hawaiian land of the dead by leaping off of one of the sea cliffs in this area. So, good night.
Have you ever jumped off of a cliff before?
Growing up, when I was a kid in Kansas, I used to go with my buddy and his family. They had a cabin on Grand Lake down in Oklahoma. Okay. And I don't remember the name of the area, but every time we'd go down there, we'd go you go swimming a lot. Obviously, you're at the lake, and they had was this really high cliff that was on the lake in this one part, and we'd always go there and jump off. But I mean, it was really high. Like the first like couple of times as a kid, I went there, I wouldn't jump off of it. Because it was so high up. And then, like, the first time I did, and you're falling for you know what I mean?
Feels for like forever.
Yeah, and then like, you know, like it's like you yell. I'm just like, whoa! It's just like I would love to hit anything that's ground or, well, not ground, water. I don't want to hit the ground. I'd love to hit water sometime soon. Yeah, but according to this, on this beach, on the cliffs that overlook it, if you were to jump off of them, hit the sand or stuff, you can enter the Hawaiian underworld, which I need to look that up. What is the Hawaiian underworld? I wonder what that is.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you've seen Moana, that's pretty much what they do. They jump.
Haven't seen it. Haven't seen Moana.
Oh, my God. They jump off of, like, a big cliff thing and fall for a very, 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 very long time, and then they hit the water, and it kind of, like, splashes them down, and then they, like, pretty much, like, fall through, like a weird area, which brings them to the other side.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah, that makes sense. You know, look at that. Friggin' Disney family cartoons backing up. You know, what's going on down in Hawaii. Yeah. So that works.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Hmm. So there's that one right there. We can jump to the next one. This one is...
Yeah, sure.
Mount Osori in Japan.
Osori.
It says that an entrance to hell is located within this mountain in northern Japan. It's known for expelling sulfur dioxide. I don't know why that's important.
Because it smells terrible.
Well, that's true. Nearby is Lake
The sulfur Yusori, smells like farts.
Which legend has it is actually the Sanzu River, which is what the dead must cross in order to reach the afterlife. It says here, just throws in this little tidbit, Osori also means fear in Japanese, so there's that.
Ooh.
Ooh, I didn't know that. And I'm probably going to forget it. In the next 5 minutes.
Okay. I sent a text to my guys that I went to high school with and asked, well, how tall the cliffs are at the quarry, the rock quarry in the place back home in Macedonia, Iowa, represent. Mm-hmm. And my friend Dave said, little one is 20 to 30 feet and the big one is 50 plus feet.
God, that's tall. I don't want to jump off anything 50 feet.
And they had like a little one that was like an 8 foot one also on the side.
I'll jump off that
one. So, I mean, I jumped off all of that. Like, yeah. You, when you're on your way down on the 50 foot plus one, it was literally like you're falling forever, and then you know that you have to land a certain way, otherwise you're gonna like hurt yourself badly. Yeah. So it's kind of like you have to like pencil dive and then squeeze your cheeks, otherwise you're gonna get some water in your booty crack. You know?
Yeah, you don't
like,
want that. Nobody needs that. Nobody has time for that in their day.
I did not ask for an enema. You know, like it's not for me. Not my thing.
So we got Mount Osori in Japan.
Osori.
Osori. You know, anything sounds Japanese if you say it Japanese. Pizza. See?
Whoa. I didn't know Pizza is Japanese. That's
it
cool.
It is. Yeah. All right. So this next one, it says Hell's Gate National Park in Kenya.
It's named that?
That's the name of it. Hell's Gates National Park in Kenya. It's a site of extreme geothermic activity. That's, you know, there's apparently volcanoes, geothermic steam that comes up through certain spots in the ground throughout the year. It's Hell's Gate National Park. I said the name's right there. So this is just on the list because it's in the name. So I don't really believe. Yeah, out of here, Hell's Gate National Park in Kenya. I feel like it's a sponsored content.
Just because,
paid for
Hell's Gate National Park paid for
to write this.
Yep, they're like, don't put us at number one. Just put us in the middle. Nobody will notice.
There are five.
We noticed.
But like I said, a lot of these places have to do with, like I said, geothermic activities, so volcanoes. You know, okay, we're skipping that one. That's lame. Get out of here, Hell's Gate.
Yeah, that
National
one sucks.
Park in Kenya.
And then we go there someday, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, then maybe it's horrible.
This could be. Yeah,
all
this
right.
is awful.
Six is Hellam Township in Pennsylvania. York, Pennsylvania, a little township called Hellam, which, again, makes you the word hell, blah, blah. Hellman is known for an urban legend that claims that it's actually the location of the real Seven Gates of Hell. And apparently, and I read this earlier, I don't think this is going to be here, but you have to go through them in order in this place, and they only appear at night. So you go through one, and then you got to go through the next. And if you get through all seven, then you make it to hell if you go through all seven.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
According to urban legend, no one's ever made it through more than five before dying. and they've never, you know, so no one's actually completed the process to see if going through all of these.
So how do
goes would take you to hell?
What? How do you know if that takes you to hell then if nobody's ever done it?
Well, because they said so.
Oh.
The internet says it right here. People, read the, everything on the internet's true.
The internet has never lied, especially about Abraham Lincoln. Never lied.
There's
ever
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I hate that guy
just
so much.
It in my head, Abraham Lincoln, that Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter.
Vampires.
Oh,
yeah.
God, what a movie.
I never saw it.
I hate Abraham Lincoln. I've never seen it either, but at the same time, it's just amazing.
So before we move on to the next one, I just want to say to one of our listeners, so Salzy, Yins live anywhere near Hellum Township?
Yeah, do you
let
live
us know.
Near Hellum? You ever been through there?
No. No, you got to make them feel at home because they say Yins up there.
They say Yins.
Yins.
What's Yins mean?
Yep. It means like you guys.
You mean like y'all?
Kind of, yeah. It's like a y'all, but it's they say Yins, so it's like Yins want a Yingling. Do you want a Yingling?
Just say y'all want a Yingling.
No, because we're not in the South. We're not in the South. I don't say any of that stuff because I am the worst. why?
Well, just let us know.
So,
let us know, Salzy. You send us an email.
Yeah.
You send us an email.
Yo,
and let us know.
Send us an email.
We'd love to have an email from Salzy.
Jesus, somebody email us. Let me go check the email, see if anybody sent us one since we started.
Okay.
My guess is no. Email counter is still at a big old fat zero. So, okay,
great.
We're still good on people hating us. All right,
that's
so
fine.
Anyways.
That's fine.
We get it. One-way street, we get it.
Number seven. Number seven. Let's see. St. Patrick's Purgatory in Ireland. Patrick's Purgatory is an ancient pilgrimage site on Station Island in Lough-Derg, County Donegal, Ireland. How many of those?
County Donegal.
How many of those words do you think I pronounced correctly? Hopefully all of them.
County Donegal is where my heritage is from.
Oh, really?
And also
where my
homie... Lady Cat, she's from Donegal, County Donegal.
There you go. You can ask her about it.
That's why I call her my cousin.
Yeah. According to another legend, is not a gate to hell, but is a gate to purgatory.
I mean, both sound terrible.
All right,
so
here we go. It is said that Jesus Christ himself showed a cave to St. Patrick here and told him that it was a purgatory entrance. It is mentioned in text.
When did Jesus have the time to come from Jerusalem
to
the area of
to
Jerusalem
God
to like
Ireland?
I'll be back, guys. I gotta go to Ireland real quick to show this guy this cave real fast.
See, that's like a year trip. Longer than that. That's so far away from each other. But anyways,
that's where the missing time was.
It is mentioned in text as early. Go ahead. Like we
there's missing time in Jesus's like timeline. Like
he was in
from the age.
Boom! He was
from the
in
age
Ireland.
Of like, what? Like I think it's like 10 to like 31 or something like that.
Yeah,
32. Like it's just
no one knows what he was doing.
He was on his way to Ireland to show St. Patrick this purgatory place thing. .com.
Whatever.
I don't know what the hell it's like.
Purgatory.com. It is mentioned in text as early as 1185. So whether you're a believer or not, this particular legend has been well documented for some time. If you're ever thinking about taking a vacation to purgatory and want to try it out, you'll have to let, but whatever, I'm not letting you know, photodoors.com.
Can you just like go there? Like,
well, I'm just saying here, he showed one dude a cave and said, this is purgatory. Maybe.
Thanks, Jesus.
Here's what he told one guy. Didn't tell anybody else. It's this one dude. And just, he was responsible for letting everybody else know, apparently. And
he did a great job.
And he named it after himself.
Yeah, he's kind of high and mighty,
the
isn't
ego
he?
On this, this the is, ego on that guy.
Let's build a church right here. I'm St. Patrick. Oh, I gotta do
this.
This
is St. Patrick's Purgatory. You know, there's no snakes here because of me.
They're gonna got rid of them snakes.
The druids.
Silly geese. I mean, silly snakes. Yeah, the druids, exactly. And in the end, the United States is gonna have a day named after me in March. So how exciting!
Yeah,
get out of here, man.
And we all just drank.
Get out of here.
Like, how did that happen? How was that a thing? Celebrating,
I don't know,
celebrating the druids being driven out of Ireland. And like, well, what should we do for that? Let's all get hammered for a day.
And what does that have to do with the United States?
Nothing. Dude, we'll drink for anything. Are you serious?
Oh, God, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo?
It's not even the actual day for them. It's not even the actual Independence Day. We just decided it was.
Time out. It is a day. It is a very important day to me and my family.
Oh, is it? What is that?
You know what on that? You know what that day is? You know what's on that day?
Should I know?
No, probably not. But
all right. What's happened on that day?
It's my co-host of my stream's birthday. Hogan.
Hogan! It is Hogan. Yeah. We just had his birthday. That's right. I got to watch him eat three chicken nuggets on stream. I almost missed it, too.
See?
I came right at the end because I was so busy at work.
Yeah, and you could hear my kid crying because I gave my dog two
so
chicken
upset.
Nuggets that
like
were
he was
the
literally
refrigerator.
So upset that he couldn't have the three chicken
so
nuggets
mad.
You gave to Hogan.
It's like, oh, it was so funny,
it's
though.
Like you're a human and can eat anything else as long as your dad says yep. It's okay. And, you're
and you
upset.
Literally had chicken nuggets the night before. Like, it's not like he didn't have chicken nuggets for forever. He had it the night before. That's why we had two left over was for the dog. He got the chicken nuggets. I wanted to eat them. Like, okay. All right. Let's get it together.
Number eight on this
figure
list.
Figure it out.
Actually, I know where this is. It's in Stull, Kansas.
Ooh.
It's a Stull, Kansas cemetery. And what the urban legend says is that Satanists used to practice rituals there back in the late 1800s, going up into the 1970s.
Weird.
And into the 1970s, they accidentally opened up a gateway to hell, and on occasion, the devil himself has been spotted in the cemetery.
You know, the devil's a busy person.
He's everywhere.
You know, like, so many things that have been like, it's Satan, and it's like, is it really? Because Satan has time to do this all over the place.
That's what he's doing.
And if he's
it's his job.
If Satan is condemned to hell, how the hell is Satan always here on Earth doing stuff and possessing people and all that?
Does say a lot about how great things are here. If he's just come up here, you know, it's just maybe an extension of it. I'm not
that's
having
another
the,
conspiracy theory.
I'm not having the best time sometimes. It's just like,
what if that's a new conspiracy theory right there? That this is hell. We're all in hell.
That could
because
be it too.
Somebody in our ancestry was bad, and we all were sent to hell, and then they had children. So instead of living on the moon or whatever place
talking that... Talking with... It's funny that you bring that type of stuff. I was talking with my daughter the other day, with Anna, the youngest one, Annabelle, and she was talking to... You know, she's... I don't know where she was talking to her friends about. They're talking... She was talking to me about reincarnation as that being a thing. You know, little kids are kind of just joking. She's nothing serious. She's joking. She's like, well, if I were to come back, I'd want to be like a person who da-da-da. I was like, reincarnation, like, you can come back as anything. I was like, what if you come back as like a slug? And she's like, well, I wouldn't. I was like, you don't have a choice. I was like, what if you come back?
Yeah,
as,
you're not in control of that.
What if you come back as, I don't know. What's a terrible, a slug's a bad thing to be, but like, what if you come back as like
a fly is pretty
like
gross.
A goldfish, you know, or a cricket or, you know, just.
A fly, because you got to eat turds or whatever
they
do.
Yeah, like you don't have a choice. And she was just like, well, I'd be a person. I just, that's not going anywhere. It just popped into my mind that you were kind of talking about. It reminded me of what I was talking about Annabelle.
So wait, Stull, Kansas. You have been to this place?
No,
been near this place?
I haven't been to it.
You just have an idea where it's at?
Yeah, I know where it's at. Because I grew up in Kansas, but I've heard of this before, but it's not anywhere near where I grew up. It's not really anywhere close. But it's just like with anything else in Kansas. You know, like we said, like the biggest conspiracy theory, like an urban legend in Kansas was the hands on the car, which every state has one, but that's Kansas's like only one. There's not even anything interesting other things going on there besides having terrible NASCAR races, apparently, and really boring conspiracy theories and urban legends. If anybody is listening is currently living in Kansas, I moved like 16, 17 years ago. Let me know if it's gotten any better. Maybe I'll revisit it.
My condolences.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you're still there. You know, good luck with all your dust and horizons.
Flatlands. flatlands. Like,
okay, so this next one, the Gates of Guinea in Louisiana. Legend has it, according to voodoo mythology, one enters a purgatory after dying called Guinea before further traveling into their destiny to meet their ancestors. Many practitioners believe this place to be a physical realm, and that Guinea can be reached by opening all seven gates of hell in correct order. There's another one. We just talked about you have to go through the correct order ones for the one in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
So apparently this one's the same. So you've got to go through all seven gates of hell in the correct order. Correct is in quotation. So and why? Like, correct means correct, not correct. Like, that means you don't have to be in correct order. Anyways. But it's like another one we were talking about. Like, so this one's based in voodoo mythology. So you enter purgatory, which means sit and wait. And then you eventually go to meet your ancestors. So instead of going to like a heaven or something like that, you've got to sit alone for a long time and then go to a family reunion. Right?
Oh,
essentially?
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds boring.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the most exciting thing, you know?
I haven't been to a family reunion.
But I am interested in the idea of...
that I don't remember them being... Yeah. I don't remember enjoying myself all that much. Maybe some people
no,
do. I don't know.
No.
But I was a kid, like I said, maybe. And I didn't grow up that way with like family, like where we were all like real, let's all get together, da da da. It was kind of mostly just like, we'll see you when we see you type of family.
Yep,
like
exactly.
we're not all, hey, let's get together. My wife's family is the opposite. Right. They're all like that. It's just like, let's all get together all the time and do everything together all the time.
Oh, God.
But that's not how.
Nope.
Not how I do things.
It's too many. It's too many people. Oh, I do remember seeing this one. The next one, the next one you got on the list here.
What's
I 100% saw this one in my research. Hekla, Iceland.
I didn't run across this one. Volcano. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a giant. That's the volcano that blew up and shut down traffic, like airplanes and stuff for like 3 days or whatever it was. You remember that?
It was like 10 years ago? It might not even been 10 years ago.
I think it was.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
2010, was it? Maybe
it might be. I remember because people couldn't travel and it caused a big issue with the airline industry.
Yeah, yeah, and it was like half of the world or something that they couldn't travel in because it was so smoky,
says,
and you could see the smoke in parts of the U.S. and stuff.
20 times.
That's way too many since the year of 874.
But that's still a lot. That's like 1,200 years, so it's erupting once every 60 years. Holy crap!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild. That's very frequent.
So we could see it erupt multiple times in our lifetime.
Better not. I dare it. I dare you, Hekla, Iceland.
Don't you do it, Hekla. Don't you do it.
I mean, what am I going to do? It's a volcano.
Plus you live in the U.S., so it's like, oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm don't really only fly like 3 times a year anyways.
So, I know, right? Yeah, yeah.
Not
I feel
a
big like
deal.
One time per year.
I'm reading through some of this right here.
Oh, speaking of flying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to tell somebody something in a text message.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was like, somebody fell asleep. Or I think it was like telling my wife, like, oh, Owen fell asleep. And I typed in, it has like predictive text, of course, on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I typed in like, Owen fell A-S-L-E-E. And then it was like Sleepypalooza.
Yeah.
That was like it literally put up Sleepypalooza before it put up like the word sleep.
Yeah, because Sleepypalooza.
So I was like, Owen fell at Sleepypalooza. Like, oh, God. Sleepypalooza, for those that don't know, was the time that I went down to his house. We were supposed to record. We didn't.
It will be,
we were supposed to go see stuff.
It will be the first of many. It'll happen again eventually. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows when, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's not the only time we'll meet each other in person.
No. No, no, no. When we get super rich and we buy houses next to each other, you know,
yeah,
like
we'll
that's
be good to go.
What we talked about earlier.
We build our compound. It'll
be way easy.
You, me,
off of all
Bobby.
Of our...
That's it. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, none of my friends, because bump those nerds.
Well, I guess, sure. But they got to be like on your side of the compound.
That makes sense. We're splitting this compound. This is your side. This is my side.
It's like East and West
okay,
Berlin.
So don't forget to donate all of your money to us because
to achieve our dream of filling compass, we don't have to be around other people. So
yeah, exactly. Like we don't want to be near people. I like people in small doses. This is to help us to not have to deal with people in large doses. You know.
Yeah. All right, back to this Hekla.
Just send us all your money.
Hekla thing. it's one of the largest producers of lava. Obviously, a single volcano on Earth. Urban legend has it that when it has erupted, they can see souls flying out of the volcano during eruptions. These were actually proven to be birds. But hey, we all make mistakes. But I think we all, I think we all know our stance
we're
on birds.
Be birds.
So,
yeah, oh yeah,
definitely weren't birds.
This is they're just monitoring
the volcano. Volcanic activity.
Yep, they're like, oh, get them out of there. It's exploding.
Even it says here at the end, like, Hecla probably isn't a gate to hell, but it is a volcano. Yeah, obviously, Fodors.com, we know. We just told us it was a volcano.
The in-depth of Fodors.com.
Which is basically a smaller version of hell, if you really think about it. It depends on what your version of hell is. Like we said, in different cultures, it could be cities, just pathways to the underworld. In voodoo, yep. you've got to sit in purgatory before you got to go visit your relatives. You know, so it could be lots and lots of different things.
Hold on. One of the ones that I saw was not on that list.
Okay. What do you got?
And it's... I got to find it. Hold on. Gateway to Hell. Canton, Ohio. Is that right?
Ohio.
Canton, Ohio. Or New. Yeah. There it is. Thank you to RoadsideAmerica.com. The Columbus, Ohio pit of hell. You scared?
I'm terrified.
It's also known as the gates to hell and the blood bowl. This place is great. The pit is a large drainage culvert located behind the Tim Hortons near the corner of North High Street.
I think Tim Horton by the Tim Hortons.
Corner of North High Street and Arcadia Avenue in Clintonville Park. Located on the end of a ravine, the pit is a large concrete basin made of angled sides. So according to this, I saw a bunch of these that were not on this list, but this is the one that stuck out to me that I wanted to talk about because of the Tim Hortons. Don't forget, it's at the Tim Hortons. If you're going to the one by the McDonald's, it's not the right
that's
one.
That's not the correct one. That's right.
That's not the one where the Satanists go, you know, or whatever it is. But this place apparently it's the only one in the whole city that has an entrance that is square shaped. All the rest are rounded. That's how you know it's the right one.
Yeah.
And then, so it's located at the end of the ravine. The pit is a large concrete basin with angled sides. At the mouth of the basin is a large grid made of steel I-beams. At the bottom of the pit is the opening to the drainage tunnel, which is surrounded by large triangular-shaped structures, also made from I-beams. Okay, we're getting crazy here. As the spaces between the beams are quite large, the function of the structure is hard to determine, actually. This foreboding mass of steel, rust, vandalized, covered with dried leaves and litter that has entered the pit's association with the infernal. These are not my words. This is, unsurprisingly, the pit and tunnel is covered with graffiti. Of course, Satan would come out and graffiti all over, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it happens. So the idea is that in the 80s and 90s, it was used for Satanist rituals, and multiple people were supposedly killed and, like, thrown down this pit.
Mm-hmm.
And that they can hear crazy sounds coming out of this pit. And my wife just yelled at my child. I don't know if you heard that on the mic or not.
I did.
Oh, what?
Braden's walked by here, like, 3 or 4 times, keeps staring at me because he's waiting for me to be done so he can play PlayStation again. Because he's very loud when he plays. And I said, dude, I'm doing this.
Oh.
Keep it down. If I'm going to do this, he's like, okay, cool. I came back in here, literally sat down, and he started yelling at his PlayStation again. So it's just like, let's just chill on this for about an hour or so.
Yeah,
so
go do something else. Let's
just
figure it out.
Do something else for a minute, bro.
Figure it out. But yeah. So they say that one can only take the long walk and walk down the gravel drive and walk around the mouth of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's apparently... it's a pit. I feel in a pit. Like, don't do that in this place, though, because it'll take you to hell.
Yeah, don't do
Canton,
that.
Canton, Ohio. So, if anybody is near Canton, Ohio,
yeah,
or has any idea about this.
If you're on vacation, checking out, like, the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, swing by that. Swing by the pit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And make sure it's not the McDonald's one. It's the Tim Horton
one. Yeah, go to the Tim Horton one.
So, I mean. You're going to the other ones.
I am currently on a website called entrancestohell.com. Apparently on this website, you just you can upload a picture, say where it's at, okay, and a short description, put your name, be like, this is an entrance to hell. So
I want to look at this website. And this,
this is obviously an older website, because it looks like the most recent submission is from 2008, so like 14 years ago. Like the first one, St. Louis, Missouri. Description: strange. The grass was only growing on top of the hill around this entrance. It was found in a deserted industrial area upriver from St. Louis, Missouri. So this hill only had some grass on it, so that's why it's an entrance.
Wait, what did you say the website was? Entrancestohell.com?
Entrancestohell.com.
Oh, I went to that, and it shows like one picture, and it says, "We will return soon," and that's all it says.
Oh, well, I'm here. So, anyways, this next one, it's from Brownsville, Tennessee, and it's just a door into like a building.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. That's got to be an entrance to hell.
Yeah, this one is.
Oh, God.
Dude, I've read one. Hold
on. Another one?
I was going through this one. Hold on. Where was it at? Hold on. I went down all the way. This one is a whiteboard that has a sign that says Satan with an arrow pointing upstairs. It says description at Old Abandoned School where apparently Satan is upstairs. Got it. Fantastic. Oh, but there was a funny one. Hold on. Oh, this one. Oh, it says location, God. Miller Signs, Charleston, South Carolina. It says description, guarded by a rhyming toxic demon of the fifth order named Mindy. It was submitted by, we're going to use a not PG word here, Mr. Bitch.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Hold on. Braden's trying to, come here. Braden's trying to, don't yell too loud. What are you trying to show me? Hold on. Give me one second.
This is very important, everybody.
Okay, got it. Thank you. He's letting me know dinner's done. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Dinner is done. There's a pretty good one here, too, from Kirksville, Missouri.
Which one's that?
It's a picture of stairs, and it says it's a stairway that leads to nothing. It must be a sign.
That's got to be it. It's got to be it. Hold on. Let's see if there's any more good ones in here. Yes, yeah, dude, that's like a new house. It's just like, why is that there? It's not like an old house. It doesn't look like an old house.
Oh, God. Lots of deaths happen here. Accidental and on purpose. And Staten Island is already an entrance to hell. Is that right? Staten Island people, let us know. If anybody from Staten Island listens, let us know.
Okay, this is...
it's a door. Chicago.
Yeah, I'm looking right there. Okay, this is just like a crawl space in a house.
Oh, God. There's another from Staten Island. This entrance has been bolted up rather loosely. Thank you, Matt.
That's it's M-A-A-T. That's a cool door.
Yeah, it's literally just like normal looking buildings. Like,
yeah, though, a lot this of one's it. Like, that's a very neat red door. Yeah, this is just like doors. And just like, God, my favorite one's the one with the ones guarded by the demon named Mindy. It's by God. Far my favorite one. This is a...
wait a minute. This one... go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I'm just going through these and looking at some of them. Like, this dude took a picture in his basketball jersey in front of some weird door. It's just...
you did it. Yeah, these are walking down the streets of Chicago one day. I happened to look up just in time to see this flaming portal entrance to hell opening up. Notice the demon essence floating out of it. Creepy. Well, it looks like cigarette smoke and light from the sun.
Cigarette smoke, light from the sun, at Denny's parking lot. That doesn't mean you saw the portal of hell. So
yeah, exactly. Oh, I see the one with the basketball jersey. He's just like chilling.
He's just like hanging out, you know. They're like a haunted house or something.
Do yourself a favor. Go to entrancestohell.com and the North America ones, and they are phenomenal.
Like this one is it's like a safe in a wall. He said, this entrance can be found in my garage. My friends and I agree that it is the creepiest door they've ever seen in someone's home. It's a safe.
What?
There's literally, it has a dial and the key. It's not a, okay, whatever. And I already got all the way to the end, and there's nothing else there. So we'll go ahead and hit back.
All right.
On this.
That's good. That's good. So we are past the 1 hour mark. So now we're going to put the bow on this one, if you're good with that.
Yeah, man. It's fine.
make sure that you guys go to entrancestohell.com if you want a really good laugh at some ridiculous
now
like,
all we did was look at the doors at the gateway to hell stuff. Like anything else on that website I didn't look at, so if you find something
true,
weird,
yes,
it's not because of us.
Like, yeah, that's
I didn't look at
not,
it.
Yeah,
just so you
yeah.
know,
we were looking at entrancestohell.com/labels/north%20america.php. That's the only one that we were looking at. Nothing else. If anything else is on there, I'm sorry. It's not our doing, but we're only saying that specifically. But so coming up in the future, like we said, we are going to still try to get these out once per week.
Yeah.
And so our... Oh, excuse me. Goodness. Our next thing that we are going to be coming up with is episode 12 will be Urban Legends by State Part 3.
Yes,
we're gonna. It's gonna take us.
What did we do last time? Like
18 parts.
Once we started just running through them a little quicker, and I didn't. You said, "Hey, stop doing research on these so much. Let's just talk about it a little bit more.
Let's talk about them.
Let's not do 20 minutes of talk on each one."
We went through New York, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Michigan, California, Illinois. So seven.
Seven of them. Wow. So we're.
We went through seven.
What, 11
Eight,
done?
9, 10, 11, 12. 12.
12 done 12 so
total
far?
Done.
Yeah, only,
yeah, out of,
only 38 more to go.
Out of how many states? Out of the 57 states that we have in the United States, right? Like
63, whatever.
50. 63, you're right. So, yeah, sorry. I forgot about Puerto Rico. Sorry, Puerto Rico. they're not a state.
Get wrecked, Puerto Rico.
We have 50. Yeah, get some nerd. You're only territory. just joking. We love you, Puerto Rico. So, but yeah, next time is going to be that Urban Legends by State Part 3.
Toss another one out.
And then
hey, and also,
episode 13 is
yeah. Go ahead, go ahead, ooh, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
No, no.
I was just going to mention
episode.
Go. I'll just wait.
Episode 13 is going to be a special episode. We are going to have our first guest on the show, and he is somebody I've known for over 20 years, and I'm not even 100% sure what the hell is going to happen with it. You know, like he said he's going to do something, and the both of us were like, yeah, that sounds cool. So yep. What it's going to be about, who knows? Conspiracies with Kyle Todd, though. So that'll be episode 13.
Yeah,
next
dude.
Is Urban Legends, and then 13 is Conspiracies with Kyle Todd, and we don't have any idea what the hell is going to happen. Yeah. So we'll see. I'm sorry, you go.
I was going to mention, like, if you're listening, if there's something, a specific topic you want us to cover that you're interested in, like I said, as long
yes.
as it's, don't throw us, like, 9/11, JFK,
Sandy Hook,
da, 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 things like that. But if there's like a yeah. urban legends you want covered or like this and that, we haven't got any emails yet. Email us. Let us know. Like I said, we're definitely willing yeah. to take a look at things and,
you know,
and kind of go
that,
into what people want to hear.
I think the JFK is something we could do.
Yeah, I don't think
I
that
think
one's,
the JFK
I don't think
is
that
okay.
one's too far out of line or out of bounds.
But
you know what I mean?
But you get into like 9/11 and stuff. It's
yeah,
like the people
not looking,
are like
not looking to
relatives are still around and stuff. And it's very yep. disrespectful. I feel and you feel, mm-hmm. you know, so we're on the same page of that.
Yeah,
so
not
it's
want
like,
to do those. That's yeah, kind of off.
Yeah, we're
that's
not trying
kind
to,
of untouchable. Like for me,
yeah.
like, I don't want to do any of those. You know what I mean?
We don't want to be disrespectful to anybody. You know, who is potentially still alive or anything like that, you know?
Yeah,
so.
And those are pretty serious subjects. And
mm-hmm.
us here at, you know, this what we're doing, we don't, you know, we like to joke around this and that. You can't really do that with those. So it's you got to,
no,
you know,
no,
so that's
no.
not really what we're trying to do. But if, like I said, if you have, there's certain urban legends, other conspiracy theories that you want us to touch on, like I said, drop us,
mm-hmm.
send us an email. We'll look at it. You know, it's. It's always something we're willing to do is take a look at other things because you might have something that we hadn't thought about doing yet or looking at. If you want to hear it,
yeah.
we're more than happy to start looking into some of those.
Exactly. And you can get at us at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Our email is WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can also post a comment on our YouTube, which is WT Conspiracy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all of that. Sounds good to you, right?
Yeah, it's good. We're getting ready to start a carrier pigeon
cool.
service. So if you like want to
yeah.
drop us a carrier pigeon, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can do that as well.
Yeah. I've been working on smoke signals as well. So,
mm-hmm.
But that also
mm-hmm.
involves me going outside. So I might have to pass that on to
I'm
you because I don't go
I'm
outside.
I'm getting registered with the Pony Express soon. So I'll be able to send and receive letters by horseback, which I'm looking forward to.
Yep. So be prepared. We're at WTConspiracy@PonyExpress.com.
Freaking awesome.
Jesus. Oh, God. I'm going to go check that out and see if I can actually get that set up.
Yeah. Incredible.
So, are you ready for the outro?
Yep. Yep.
Don't look if you got it written down. So
I don't have it written down, and God, I'm not going to get it right. Maybe I will.
It's been a while. We'll figure if we it out. Didn't do a good job this time.
Maybe we will next time. Week.
What?
No.
You had it, and then you said week.
No, I had it right. Maybe we will next time.
I'll edit that out.
Don't. Just leave it.
I'm not going to edit. We don't edit. We press record, and then that's it.
Sync it up. You get what you get.
Yep.
Like my wife says, my kids, you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. So.
My brother says you get what you get or you can get hit.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's a little. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. So.
A little bit
different. All right. So thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. I'm sorry. Either way, watching or listening. We love you all. And make sure to come back and check us out next week when we do Urban Legends by State Part 3. Bye. What was that gang sign?
What was it? The gang sign was a 3.
Goodbye, everybody.
That's incredible.